Philadelphia has one of the highest rates of infant mortality, and Black babies are twice as likely as white babies to die in the first year of life. A new pilot program called the Philly Joy Bank is trying to improve infant and maternal health by giving moms-to-be $1,000 a month with no strings attached.
It's a riff on an idea that's gained steam in recent years: universal basic income. The Philly Joy Bank launched yesterday, and here to tell us more about it, as I alluded to, is WHYY health and science reporter Nicole Leonard. Nicole, welcome back to Studio 2.
Thanks for having me.
The seat's comfortable?
Yeah, yes, okay. My favorite seat.
Thank you.
So, Nicole, before we get into the mechanics of the Philly Joy Bank, what's the general philosophy behind these guaranteed income programs generally?
Yeah, I mean, they really get at the idea of, like you said already, we have big disparities in maternal and infant outcomes, especially among Black women and Black babies. They are still continuously disproportionately at a higher risk of dying during childbirth. And as infants, you know, up to 1 year of their life, there's also an increased risk of morbidity. So that's not death, but these are health complications that happen during and after pregnancy. And this is nationwide and globally. But the idea of these programs is that a big contributor to maternal stress is financial stress and poverty. And those are big driving factors that may lead to some of these poorer outcomes.
So let's talk about the parameters of the Philly Joy Bank. Again, launched just yesterday. So it's serving women in three neighborhoods, right? Strawberry Mansion, Cobbs Creek, Nicetown, Tioga. $1,000 a month for 18 months. So is it first come, first served? How do you get access to the Philly Joy Bank?
Yep. Well, first you have to qualify. Like you said, you have to be among one of these three neighborhoods. You have to be at least 18 years old, and you have to make an annual income of $100,000 or lower. So whether that's a single parent household or a two income household, you can apply. The application process is open as of Monday this week. So that's when it first opened. And you basically enter a lottery system. So they take all of the eligible applicants, because there might be more than the program will fund, because they are going to only do 250 people for this pilot program.
A pretty small pilot program.
Right. And so you enter a lottery system, and about every 2 weeks, some people will get chosen to participate to receive the $1,000 a month for 18 months.
And these women are pregnant, and they'll have to prove that they are actually pregnant. But then what's the idea with the $1,000? You say no strings attached. What are they? They don't have any obligation to use it for something?
Talk
about that. What is the hope that they'll take this money, and how will it alleviate the stress?
That's exactly what it is. It's no strings attached means it's unconditional. If you think of other assistance programs, like assistance programs for food or housing or WIC, which is specifically for women, infants, and babies, you can only use the money for specific things, and even down to specific items.
It's like very
specific
prescribed
food, you know, baby formulas and things like that. The idea is this, that when we talked about before of financial stress and poverty contributing to poor maternal outcomes, the idea is to give people autonomy to use the money however they see fit. And that's going to look different for each people. Maybe they do need, you know, help for rental assistance. Maybe they need to save money for baby supplies. Maybe it's just to pay to get an Uber when they go to a doctor's appointment so that they can go home, eat lunch before they go back out to their working job. It's those things like that that give them the flexibility to use the money however they, you know, see fit.
And I imagine underpinning this is the idea that the people know best what they need, so just give them the money.
That's exactly what it is. It's just to give them the cash, have it in their hands. And we know from other programs that exist, early programs in the U.S. and older ones that exist in Canada, that most people do use it for food, paying their bills, baby supplies, things like that. So that's, you know, the money is going to daily need.
How will they measure success? Like, what does success look like here? And do we have an idea of how long this pilot program is going to go? Is it just 18 months, or is there going to be a second or third round?
So the idea is that, you know, they're going to pick the initial class, if you would say, of pilot participants. But they're going, the city says it's going to continue to try and raise money. And a lot of the money that is funding this program is from private philanthropic organizations, like big organizations like the William Penn Foundation, Pew Charitable Trusts. $6 million is being used to fund the pilot program. And Drexel University, actually, researchers there are going to be brought in to study the effects. And what we know is from other programs, again, they'll study things like if this leads to, you know, more babies that are born at regular birth weights, not very low birth rate, more babies that aren't preterm, that are born at the weeks where they can have healthy outcomes. Breastfeeding rates have increased in other programs as a result of guaranteed income. So those are the things that they're going to be looking at.
Has there been any pushback to programs like this?
So there has been some criticisms. Anytime when you give money, no strings attached, you're going to hear criticisms. Among them, some people think that the money should be tied to work requirements or educational levels in programs. Some people think that there should be more restrictions on how the money can use. It can only be used for this and that. But a lot of those things, you know, the idea of these programs, there are programs like that that already exist, right? And so the idea of this is to really, you know, our maternal and infant mortality rates and racial disparities are still existing. They're still significant.
Even with those other programs.
Exactly. Right. So the idea is to try something new that has been working in other places and to give people and try it this way instead.
And I wanted to put one of the numbers in your story. From 2013 to 2018, Black women accounted for 43% of the births in the city of Philadelphia, but 73% of pregnancy-related infant and maternal deaths. Yeah. So the goal is to tackle those disparities, right?
Exactly.
There.
And the goal is to bring those, you know, those morbidities and mortalities down for everyone, but especially for Black women and Black babies. They continue to be high. The goal is to reduce those.
That's Nicole Leonard talking about the recently launched Philly Joy Bank. We'd love to get an update down the road. Nicole, thanks so much for joining us on Studio 2.
Thanks for having me.